The pre-game interview.
Assistant coach Stephen King standing alongside our very own Will Boddington. Boddo.
Thanks, Kingy. I've got Kingy here. Thanks for joining us, Kingy. So you're coming off a pretty good, pretty solid win against Freo last week. A lot of the talk's been around your pressure and sort of almost a finals-like intensity after that game. Has that been a bit of a focus over the last couple of weeks? That's almost an early look at finals?
Oh, certainly in a state, you want to make sure you bring the heat early and get off to a good start. And it was, you know, excellent the boys were able to do that over at Optus last week. And I think the way Fremantle play with that handball was something we had to be right on top of. So that was clearly a focus. So boys executed it really well. And I just think it's a really good measure. It's something that's process driven, bring pressure. If you focus on that, you know you'll win the game and you're not looking too far ahead results or getting too far ahead of yourself. So stripping it back to that, I think it's a really, really does narrow players' focus going into a game.
You obviously work closely with Big Reece Stanley, who's been back in the side for the last couple of weeks and coming off a pretty solid game last week as well. Coming up against Rowan Marshall, who's having that all-Australian calibre season, it's going to be a big test for him. How do you see the ruck duel playing out tonight?
Yeah, Reece was fantastic last week. Yeah, really happy with the way he was able to make the source really predictable for us, which helped our clearance game immensely over there. Yeah, and it'll be no different tonight. I mean, as you said, Rowan's been playing really well and, yeah, really confident though, Reece, with his experience. He's played on him a lot before and, you know, he'll get some chop outs too with Shannon Neal and maybe a bit of Mark Litzarves as well. So it won't just be Reece and him going head to head. We hopefully can hit him with a couple of different numbers throughout the night.
Shep's Finest, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy, Benny Cass and Troy talking to you. Mitch Duncan's going to be your sub tonight. Can you just take us into the thinking behind that?
Oh, look, just off the back of a road trip. Quick deck here at Marvel. Mitch, it's not like we wanted to rest him or download him. It's just an opportunity, I think, for us just to, yeah, if there was someone we're going to try and manage a little bit, Mitch would be one. He can come on whenever he comes, and we know he can play at all three lines. So it's just made sense for us this week.
He didn't play last week, though.
Mitch Duncan?
Yeah. He was managed last week, wasn't he?
No, that was... Mitch played.
Mitch played last week.
Yes. In Perth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he?
He was quiet, but he played.
Oh, right, thank you, Benny.
Jeez, Kingy's got that up there.
I have.
Gary Rowan, you're thinking of.
I'm dead set confused at the moment. Thank you. Let's talk about, obviously, how important it is to guard against a letdown this evening after such a result. How do you ensure that you're just on from the start?
Clearly, I think the season, the way it's played out all year, I think you don't look too much further back than the game here last year against St Kilda. And I just feel like our players are in a mindset not to get too far ahead of themselves. We've got too much to play for tonight. We know they're coached by an extremely experienced coach that has publicly stated he wanted to be the Grinch this year with some teams playing finals. So we're not rocking up here expecting an easy game at all. This will be one of the tougher ones for the year, I would have thought. So, yeah, for us, we've still got players that want to make sure they put their hand up and are in good form, you know, in a week or two's time.
Stephen, thanks for joining us. Now, Kingy only thought Gary Ablett Senior was just a player, so
he was an underlying half forward.
But
good on you.
I just wanted to ask you: Sean Manners come in and played early, spent some time in the twos. Just watching, he offers you something different in terms of your mid-size sort of forwards. He's different to Myers and Close and something to Stengel. He's sort of more of a grunt sort of player. It's sort of working quite well.
Yeah, it is, and he's spending a little bit of time around the ball as well. So in the contest, he's really secure, keeps his feet. He's stronger bodied than just obviously a new draftee. So he's got a wealth of experience. He's just a really well-rounded player with great craft. So whatever we've thrown at Sean, he's been able to absorb it. And I think when you're like him, you fight so hard to get yourself on a list. Then it's just a matter of embedding the system in the way we want him to play. And, you know, he's gone to school on that. And now we've got great confidence in playing him, you know, in numerous roles within the team.
And the other one too, obviously, Lawson Humphreys, just playing his... He's played the 7 games tonight, number 8. He looks really at home. How do you go about sort of managing a young fella? It's his first... foray into AFL senior footy. Clearly, he seems right now, the way he's playing, that he's part of your mix, but you want him to be still part of your mix in 2, 3, 4 weeks' time. How do you go about managing a young player like that?
Yeah, we're certainly not in the position to be resting players, and we see that's a compliment to Lawson in terms of what he's been able to give us with his output. So we don't want to sort of rest him as such. So it's more just manage his minutes of training during the week, make sure he's on top of the game. The way the guys get monitored now week to week with our medical staff and high performance staff is if there's any flags at all, we make sure we sort of nip it in the bud early in the week and manage that. And the last resort would probably be, you know, taking him out of a game. But I guess the benefit Lawson, again, as to other first year players, is that he is a couple of years older and has played a little bit of senior footy already.
Speaking with Geelong assistant coach Stephen King on KRL Footy, here's Troy Selwood.
All the best, Kingy. St Kilda, from the outside looking in to average Joe, can sometimes be labelled a bit of a dour team, but they do really have some game breakers within their, especially within their midfield, when you look at guys like Wanganeen, Malira, Hill and Sinclair that can really open the game up. Do you guys have a plan to combat some of those smaller, quick runners that can use the ball well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they took 144 marks last week. They love to use the footy and possess the footy, so... And those guys are instrumental in that, and they're the ones that probably overlap and give them that metres gain and drive. So, yeah, we've certainly got plans in place for all three of those. But in terms of just being sort of, you know, reactive and negating, we want to make sure there's opportunities those players present to us as well. So, you know, we've probably got some preferences. We'd love to sort of get to those guys. But I think as a mature team that we are, our system will hopefully take care of you know, those assets they have inside or off the back of the square there.
Fantastic. And, mate, just while we're speaking of some of the young Cats players, I'm a big fan of Mitch Nevitt, and I know that he's sort of been in and out of your side a little bit over the course of the season. But with Tanner Braun going out, do you think you might be able to play him through the through midfield and maybe an inside role more, or is he still sort of going to balance his time between both inside and out on the wing?
Yeah, I think it'd be wing and a little bit inside. So, yeah, I mean, Mitch, he's done both at VFL level really well, big body. He's an elite runner as well, and I think that's obviously given him the nod this week that he can definitely play both. He's got that versatility. So, to Nev's credit, he didn't have the best night last time he was up at the level like pretty much all of us as a footy club, but... Since he's gone back, he's just delivered in spades at VFL level, and he's earned his way back in, which is great.
St Kilda and Geelong games at Marvel, Kingy. I know you didn't play in that one in 2009, the obviously absolute classic match when both teams were unbeaten, but does it give you a sense of nostalgia up against the Saints?
Oh, not really. It's a long time ago now, and I think, it's funny sometimes you... I don't look too much. I don't look in the distant rearview mirror too much around my career at all. Obviously, there's still some connection. I guess the nostalgia for me is that Ross is back. Some of ex-teammates I played with at St Kilda in the coach's box. Boris is there. So there is a little bit in that terms. But in terms of like club v club and rivalry, it's sort of that's probably more for the players to hang on to rather than coaching groups. I would have thought.
Yeah. Nearly 12 months since you've been back. How have you found it and settling back in? And does it feel like home again? Did it take time to feel like home again, or was it fairly instantaneous?
I think certainly not from the environment culturally it did, because everyone you met, there's still a lot of familiar faces, but I was just in awe of the facilities and what the club's been able to build over the time, 16 years that I'd been away from the place. So I feel really privileged to come back and just I guess be part and witness what the club's been able to create, and through a coaching lens now, just look at this environment and the program that Scotty, Mac and Steve Hocking and all the playing group have actually built, and it's really cool to come back and look now after, I guess, me experiencing a few different programs now. This one, you can tell why Geelong's been up the top for so long.
Yeah, you're disappointed that you just can't work with Toby Conway and Mitch Edwards like you'd like to for the rest of the year, and I suppose haven't been able to get that work with them that you've been able to show them what you've obviously got as your skill set with your ruck work that you did through your career.
Yeah, look, it's disappointing. I mean, just more, not more for just for them to get some continuity and keep improving. So, you need to be available, but I think we know, if you look back in the history of young ruckmen, they do take a while, and this is just part of their journey. So I think we've seen enough from both of them this year to get really excited, and just, I guess, looking after them long term now is the number one priority. So frustrating for them at the time, but I'm sure they're learning a lot just watching, and they're in the club every day doing a lot of work with me and Otto as well, which has been great. So they'll be back bigger and stronger.
Hey, Kingy, one last one before we let you go. You talk about connections here. We had your great mate Boris on just before, and he reckons you'd be really good at the break dancing.
Well, I would be.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be bad. I probably could represent Australia after what we saw there a couple of weeks ago. I think Boris would go all right, to be honest. He's got the build for it anyway. Long arms, he'd be able to pull some tricks off for sure.
No doubt.
Kingy, really appreciate your time as always on K-Rock Footy. Hopefully no interstate trips during September that you and I end up on the same flight. That'll be a lot of fun.
I'll have to make sure I get my ticket early, I think, or else I'll be crammed up in your seat.
Yeah. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Stephen King joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The pre-game interview.